Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we bring you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Akina Finch, and you know I can't do what I do without you know who, my co-host Vanessa Canterbury. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am fabulous. So tell us who we're talking to today.
I am excited about this conversation because this is something that's very important that we really, really need to talk about. We need to get the message out there. And once she came to me with this information, I was like, we got to jump on it. And so let's no longer delay this process of bringing on these ladies so they can be able to get this message out. So Kim Brown, are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Kimberly Ann Brown. How's everyone doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
I thank you so much for bringing this to my attention. And I immediately reached out to the amazing Dr. Finch. And, you know, we love to be able to get the word out about how people are changing the world via social media. And so I want you to be able to take a moment and introduce the amazing lady, your friend, who is also changing the world via social media about what is taking place in this world today.
You know, Erica is my partner and co-founder in us coming out with, you know, hashtag DTV2020. It's called Deliver the Vote. Erica, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Erica Ewing, Erica Lucille Ewing, and I am the co-founder of co-founder of DTV2020, but I'm the CEO and founder of my own organization called Got to Stop Social Impact Company. And so working with Kim on DTV2020 is definitely an honor, and I'm humbled to be called to service.
Eric, I'm excited about what you are doing and how you jumped on as soon as, you know, Kim reached out to you and didn't hesitate to say, you know what, let's get this thing going. So I just want to be able to take my hats off to you ladies, because a lot of times there's so much talking going on and there's not enough action. And you ladies are taking action. So I truly, truly commend you. So Kim, how did this all start? How did this, you know, this movement start?
Well, you know, I'm going to go back just a little bit for a second. And I'm the CEO and founder of Financial Mastery Experience. You'll find me on Facebook under Realizing the College Dream. But my whole mission and purpose is to make sure that we are active after the marching, after the talks, that we are active in taking control of our lives. And one of the ways that we need to do that is in the voting process. This voting process is so important. It's something that we've been fighting for 50 to 100 years, and we're still fighting. And one of the things that I thought was, you know, you look at a three-legged stool, we have the voting, we have filling out your ballot, but that third leg of the stool is in regards to making sure that your ballot gets counted. And some of the voter suppression tactics that are occurring right now are to remove the sorting machines from the post offices. What does that do? Well, it causes your vote, your ballot that you cast and put in the mail and expect to be counted, to be delayed. There's also post office boxes or mailboxes around town that have been removed. There are hours from the post office that have been reduced, or overtime that's not going to be granted during an election year, which is unusual. So all of these tactics that are being put in place is to make sure that your vote doesn't get counted. And so my thought again was, this is a right that we have. We have a right to education. We have a right to understanding our finances. We have a right to be able to vote. And that right shouldn't be taken away from us because we have these little suppression tactics that are always ongoing. But this one, I think, snuck up on us. And now that we've found out about it, it's up to us to get the word out and to make sure that people, if possible, do not mail their ballots, but that they do some form of early voting, or they actually show up at the polls November the 3rd. But regardless, if possible, that they avoid the post office and make sure that their votes get counted. And so that's what we're looking at, and that's what this campaign is about. It's about the third leg of the stool that we have to take control of.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so now Erica, can you tell us how this all came about?
So basically, it came from a DM, a Facebook Messenger DM from Kim saying, what can we do? Let's talk about this mail, the mailboxes, the post office service. And that was August 15th was my first DM. And by August 17th, we had a website. We were on social media. And by August, 19th or 20th, we had a press release. We sent that out. And we had our first call actually on August 17th, which was that Monday. And then a second call we've done on August 24th, which was yesterday on Monday. So once again, we just took off and started running, started telling people in our social circles and in our political circles and different affinity groups what we were doing and what was the message. And it was not a hard sell at all, given the media around the voting mailboxes, what's going on with the Postal Service, and so our threat to the vote, and also knowing that a lot of people were not active last year, 4 years ago, and even in the primaries, they weren't active in their voting. So we are really going to go back to really activate you all and really go boots on the ground. So it's an active campaign to talk about voting, to talk about the different strategies, and coming up with a voting plan, just like a college plan, financial plan, right? Some people even do hair plans, hair treatments, dental plans. We're talking about voting plans. And that's very important right now, that this is the time to make decisions and to act on them now. We have no time to waste this election. We cannot let this election go by without being actively engaged, educated, and prepared for any of the barriers that might come our way, and knowing how to respond. We don't want to react, we want to respond, and we want to be proactive in our fight against injustice and voter suppression.
Now that's powerful. Tiara, take a moment and tell the people what you need. How can we support to be able to get this word out so people could truly understand what's taking place?
You know, what we need, one, is for people to get motivated, okay? But the thing that Erica mentioned also was we need people to put a plan in place. You know, before you go and talk to somebody else, you need to get your plan in place. What is your complete plan? And what does that mean? That means that we want to know that you understand that you're registered to vote. Not only if you have registered, have you verified your registration? Okay? Because many of you have been dumped from the voter registration list and you don't even know it. We need for you to understand where you're going to go to vote. The voting locations have changed. Then we need for you to make sure that you select a date on when you're going to actually cast your vote. Once you've done that, we want you to do the same thing for your immediate family. We want you to do that for your friends and your relatives and your neighbors. We want you to activate and select at least 20 other people to go and help them to put a plan in place. Okay, then those 20, we want them to go and put a plan in place for another 20. We've got 5 to 6 weeks for people to get their plans in place. And then it's time to execute come October and November. No, the 3rd is the actual election. And then it's over. The second thing that we need from everyone is if you have a media source, if you have a media outlet, if you have a podcast, a newspaper, a online social media presence, to let us know. And let us know if we'll be able to help to share this word about this active campaign, this active movement with them, so that we can get the word to as many people as possible in this short time frame that we have in front of us. That's what we need from people right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that was very clear. I know I need to get it. I need to get it in, right? You know,
that's right.
Absolutely.
You know, right? And you know, I might be being a little facetious, but really, we need to see how serious this really is, because a lot of people, nobody cares if I really vote. Nobody cares if I go out to that ballot. You know, does my vote really count anyway? So, either one of you ladies, would you like to speak to that?
Your vote counts. Erica, if you want, I know I answered the last question. If you want to answer.
No, I like how you flow. Go flow. I'll follow up. I'll be your backup singer on this one.
Okay.
I got your back. Go ahead.
You know, this is more than just an election this year. You know, I know there's a Democratic candidate and there's a Republican candidate. That's one piece, but it's what comes after that is more important. We're going to have another Supreme Court nomination that's going to come up. And right now, everything that we have fought for in the last 50 to 100 years is at stake. And that includes affirmative action. That includes our voting laws. That includes federal judges that are going to be appointed. That includes the Supreme Court justice that will be put in place for life. Okay, and all that comes with who we select as president. So this isn't some haphazard vote. This isn't, I don't care about it. I don't want to vote for the Democrat or the Republican. This is far deeper than that. This is about life Supreme Court level, which changed the course of history and everything that we have voted for. And it's at stake right now. So, you know, regardless of if you don't like the Democratic candidate or if you don't like the Republican candidate, here's what I want to tell you. Whether you feel strongly or not, I may not be 100% on for the Democrats or the Republicans, but I'm definitely against one of them. So if you can't vote for something, vote against something. That's the way I'm going to put it. But understand what's at stake and everything that the people have fought for before us that can go away. And then we'll fully realize what we don't have and what we have lost and how long it's going to take us to even come close to getting it back. Get up after the marches. We got to have action. Voting right now is action. Okay? We can't keep marching just for the sake of marching. Now we have to have some action. And that action is get up, put your plan in place, and then help us understand how we can get the message out so that we can get the best candidate that is in front of us in place, in office. That's what I'm going to say about, you know, what's at stake. This isn't just about the presidential election. This is about everything that comes after the presidential election. And there's a lot at stake here.
I totally agree. Totally agree. There is a lot of things at stake. And especially what's going on in this economy right now. It's so sketchy. So we need to make sure that we are serious about what we do, what our next moves, the next intentions, whatever the case may be. We have to really make sure that we get this message out. And I know Dr. Finch and I, we will make sure that we do what we can to make sure that we support this movement, because this is serious. This is really serious. And when you say that some people just don't even know if they was dropped from the list, I was like, wait a minute. I would have never thought about that. So we really need to make sure that we are on the list, and not only on the list, but making sure that we vote to make sure that our vote really truly counts, because this is 4 years. We can't go through another 4 years of this. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. So Dr. Finch, what you think about that?
I was on Facebook the other day and it was telling me to register to vote, and with my little city and my state and all of the things, and you know, and I was like, oh, this is really convenient. So even Facebook has gotten on the bandwagon. This is serious. We need to really stand. You know, you tired of hearing everybody talk about, you know, the last 4 years have been this, that, and the third. This is your time to change it.
You know? That's right.
And if you don't put something into it, if you don't put your vote out there, then don't complain about it if it happens again, because we didn't do our part, you know? So we got to get out there, whether we, you know, hit the polls or do the early voting, we need to do our part. So, Erica, you know, what do you have going on to entice the people to get out there and vote?
So we have, basically, once this was in my schema, this was in my body, in my framework, all of a sudden things, you start attracting things just on a mental. I get a call Sunday night before the first call that we made and said, Erica, I'd like to do an art installation about a voting initiative and can you help me curate this, find an artist, and let's get this happening. And so a woman named Maria Davis from Can't Be Silenced came to me and said, I'm doing a campaign called I Am the Vote. And I was like, wow, I'm doing DTV 2020 and having a meeting tomorrow. She said, well, we are in the same line. Let's do it. And so it's an event that she's put together that basically there's going to be speakers from the community as well as our politicians. Assemblyman Al Taylor here in Harlem is going to be speaking. Cordell Clear, a Democratic leader, and some other organizations talking about the power of the vote. And they're going to be doing voter registration right here on site. But it's really important that this message of I am the vote, that it's your power. This is your power. This is who you are when you cast that ballot. That's important, and that's actually put on a gate in Harlem. You know, gates come down on storefronts. It's actually on a gate in Harlem. And people have come by, and the conversations have already started. And I already started telling them about, one, I've trained to be a poll worker, so I understand the way that they're trained, okay, and understanding the temperament of poll workers on that day. And you can find a great one, or you can find one that is not so great and could agitate a situation. They can make or break that experience for you, but you can't shut that down. Also, I did a mail-in ballot for my primary back in, what was that, February? And what did they tell me? They could not find me in the registration. I just voted, okay? I've been voting in this community, and it took them 3 weeks to get back to me via email to finally say, oh, yes, and my ballot didn't get here till 4 weeks. Now, that was me voting in the primary election. So when I heard Kim have the urgency about the Postal Service, I said, oh, I had a problem. I already know. I was emailing people, emailing the Board of Election, and had to verify who I was, sending my driver's license front and back via email to say who I was. And I just voted. And I'm a poll worker. I'm a registered poll worker for New York City. Isn't that odd to you? So when she says, verify your registration, that's serious. So there's part to me that says, yes, Facebook is doing one part, but you might say, well, yeah, of course, I'm a registered voter. Thank you for a reminder. I vote every year. I do my civic duty. Well, make sure. I'm going to say, make your calling and election sure now. You do not want to find out, like I did, being that I was a poll worker. You're asking me to work the polls, and you tell me I can't even mail in my ballot. And because of COVID, that was the reason why I did not work the poll. And the climate here in New York City was grand. You know, nobody wanted to catch the Rona, okay? Pulling some levers and pushing buttons. I'm sorry, okay? I didn't feel comfortable. And so I had a choice here, and I had to make that choice. But think about it. I didn't make that choice in time, right? 4 weeks, it just came at the nick of time. And then I would have been forced to have to go into the poll, not feeling comfortable. Now, some people will go, you know what? Didn't come. I'm not going. So at this point, I'm saying do it now. I talked to a Postal Service worker yesterday. She said, if New Yorkers are going to mail in ballots, request now. Now. So once again, this is about that voting plan needs to be in place, and you need to execute that plan. And as Kim said, as you're executing your plan, you're telling your family and friends and your close circle what is their plan, and you're helping them along. We have to help each other along. I think Kim said something very beautiful and profound. We are marching to the polls together this election. We are talking about taking your ballot to the Board of Election. We are saying that we're walking hand in hand with this ballot. And then also, you know, you can track your ballot in different states. So you need to know about the tracking process to make sure that your vote was counted. It was delivered and counted. So that's what DT 2020 is. DTV is deliver the vote in 2020. So we have to get that message out. And tomorrow from 2 to 6, we're going to be ringing that message all throughout Harlem. We're in prime central location in Harlem on Lenox Avenue, Malcolm X Boulevard. We're here from 2 to 6. You know, I'm coming with my fashions to have the conversations to spark up the conversation through the artwork installation, through the fashion, through the logo. And we're going to talk about this thing. We're going to get this plan in order, because we know that a lot of people were displaced from their voting sites, their poll sites, since COVID, through the shelter system, homelessness, just displaced, right? And so now you are not voting necessarily where you live, and you've got to go back to your voting poll and make sure you know. So that verification of your your exact registration, and also your poll site. Has it changed because of COVID? Has it closed? Did they do something different this time? You don't want to find out on November 3rd. It's too late. It's too late.
Wow. Okay. Okay. You got me. That is an eye opener, just in the things that you guys stated. And the first thing that came to mind was the power of collaboration. This is really true definition of the power of collaboration, is everyone coming together and making something greater, because we need to get this message out, especially us. And that's the part that really is like an eye opener. We really need to let our vote count. We need to know that we are in that vote, because we can't go back and complain and say, dang, shoulda, coulda, woulda. No, you need to be in that vote. You need to make it count. You need to show up at the polls. You need to do whatever you have to do. Listen to these ladies. They know exactly, because they opened up my eyes just thinking about, am I on a list? That part really like, wait a minute, hold on. And what's going on with the Postal Service is real, because I'm seeing it every single day. It's like delay after delay, piles and piles. I was just at the post office yesterday. Piles and piles of stuff is sitting there. How long have it been sitting there? What is in there? Is it really going to be delivered? So we have to make sure that we get out there. We got to make sure that we vote. We make sure that we show up at the polls. We make sure that we grab all our family and friends and make this a family reunion. Let's be real clear about this. Make this a family reunion to know that we can't go another 4 years, another year, another 90 days with this shenanigans going on. I want you ladies to make sure that you take a moment to reiterate where they can make sure that they find you and follow you on social media, so they can know if they have any questions, they know exactly where to go.
Okay, so I'll start on Facebook. You're going to go to hashtag DTV2020. Just deliver the vote, DTV2020. It'll pop up as a page, a fan page, and also as a private group. You can join that group, and we communicate often throughout the country. Different people are joining that group from different states, and they have different needs. So we're just definitely meeting those different populations and different state needs. Also, if you want to go to the website, which is very important, www.dtv2020.net. We're a network. We're a network of people, affiliate organizations, individuals, businesses, corporations, non-for-profits, community-based organizations coming together to deliver this message. So that's important. And on Instagram, it's DTV20.20, or just put DTV2020 and you'll see the logo pop up. And so also on Twitter as well, it's DTV2020 and it'll come up as DTV2021. So again, just DTV2020, it pops up. I've tested it. We're there in the searches right away. You'll see the logo. And so we want you to have questions. We go on there often, we post, people ask questions, people send information, people even text and email us. So the email is info@dtv2020.net, info@dtv2020.net. So once again, it's DTV, deliver the vote, 2020.
Is there anything that you would like to include, Kim, before we close out?
You know, I just want to help everyone to understand that this is, you know, there's a sense of urgency. There is a sense of urgency. And, you know, this isn't something that I want to be an afterthought in your minds. I want this to be forefront in your minds. I want you to think about this every day. I want my voice to ring in your ears and say, do you have a voting plan? And do you have one today? It's about 5 steps is all that it takes for you to be able to get this put in place and activate it, and make sure that you're prepared to vote come November 30th or complete early voting. That's all that we're asking, is for you to exercise your right to vote. You know, I'll leave it with this. Make sure that you take charge of what you have in front of you. You have the opportunity to vote.
I thank you ladies so much for showing up. I thank you so much for letting your voice be heard. I thank you for showing up, for educating us. You educated me tonight. Thank you so much. We really, truly appreciate it. Make sure that you guys are following us all over social media at Motivational Show on Facebook, on Instagram. We love bringing people in to be able to spotlight them on how they're changing the world via social media. And these ladies are definitely doing that. And so you make sure that you connect with these ladies. Make sure that you don't hesitate. If you don't understand something, you ask those questions. Don't never think that your question is a dumb question. The question is dumb is the one that you don't ask. So ask the questions and just be ready, be willing to be able to do your part in making sure that we make a difference in this world. So again, make sure you follow us all over social media. And Dr. Finch, did I miss anything? Because, you know, I'm always missing something.
Oh, no, you did not miss anything. No, we do these for you, and we want to make sure that you are informed about the latest and the greatest, the sung and the unsung, because just because you don't know about them doesn't mean that they're not doing good and great things. So please come over to the Motivate Social Podcast and learn about people that are changing the world via social media and get enlightened, and better yet, get on board. So until next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, and thank you.
Good night. Thank you for the opportunity.